For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Riverside County will not be paying for outside lawyers to represent Sheriff Chad Bianco in his legal battles concerning an election fraud probe. Multiple legal challenges have been raised since he seized hundreds of thousands of ballots. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
Sheriff Bianco seized the ballots to investigate an alleged vote count discrepancy in last year's Prop 50 election. The UCLA Voting Rights Project asked a judge last month to order Bianco to return the ballots to the Registrar of Voters. Plaintiffs in that case urged the Board of Supervisors Tuesday not to approve outside legal support for Bianco. Bianco's attorney said in a court filing Bianco was instructed to seek outside counsel because county counsel was representing the Registrar of Voters. The Board of Supervisors decided in closed session not to authorize outside counsel or pay for it. Bianco did not respond to questions about the board's decision. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in Riverside.
Housing rights groups filed a civil rights complaint against the city of Riverside for its rejection of a state housing grant. The state funds would have helped build an affordable housing project near UC Riverside. KVCR's Anthony Victoria has more.
The claim filed with the state's Civil Rights Department argues the city council violated anti-discrimination laws when it voted against taking the $20 million affordable housing grant. The grant would have converted an old motel into housing for homeless people and people with disabilities. Kath Rogers, an attorney with the ACLU of Southern California, says some council members made discriminatory comments against those populations.
Rejecting projects based on discrimination, based on animus, based on stereotypes, sets all of us back, sets our communities back.
The city of Riverside did not respond to requests for comment. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
The city of Riverside said in a statement that they were aware of the complaint and will review it through the appropriate process. Another woman came forward on Tuesday to accuse former California Congressman Eric Swalwell of sexual assault. LA's David Wagner has details. And a warning, the story contains details of an alleged rape.
Lana Drew said in a news conference that Swalwell offered to help her build her software company, but Drew said on their third meeting in West Hollywood in 2018, she believes he drugged her glass of wine.
I arrived at his hotel room. I was already incapacitated and I couldn't move my arms or my body. He raped me.
Following multiple sexual misconduct allegations, Swalwell dropped his campaign for governor and resigned from Congress. In previous statements, he said he has made mistakes, but he plans to fight what he calls false allegations. David Wagner, LA's News.
Governor Gavin Newsom called a special election on Tuesday to fill former Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's seat. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
Newsom had 14 days to call a special election to fill the vacancy once Swalwell officially left office. He called it for August 18th, with a primary on June 16th. Dan Schnur, a political science professor at UC Berkeley and USC, says Newsom could have waited for the November general, but...
The problem with that is it would leave the seat empty. For a few additional months. And given that the majority in the House of Representatives is so closely contested, Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats really need that seat.
It was too late to tie in with the June primary because ballots have already been printed. An election to fill the late Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa's district in Northern California is scheduled to coincide with the June 2nd primary with the possibility of an August 4th runoff. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn wants the FAA to investigate how a solid block of ice wound up falling from the sky and through the roof of a Whittier home. She says it happened last Friday morning, with the ice piercing the roof of the home and landing on a couch. Nobody was injured. The homeowner says flight tracking data shows a plane passing over the area at the time. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.